program.
Once again, working with our friends from Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, one of our great sponsors, and periodically we have somebody come in talking about various things. And this morning we want to welcome Don Hampton from C3. Hi, Don.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Thanks for coming.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, for folks, our favorite question is always, Don, if you would, tell us something about yourself. What's your background? And what is C3? I think a lot of folks have probably driven past it. Oh, that's interesting. They have no idea what's over there. So tell us about you and tell us about C3.
Yeah, so C3 Sports is a indoor sports facility. It's out off of Benner Pike. You go out past the mall and the sheets on Shiloh Road, and you probably notice that big white dome.
Mm-hmm.
So that is C3 Sports. We should probably do a better job of putting branding on the outside of that. But when you're inside of it, and how long have you guys been in the area? You guys have
been a long time.
Very long time.
And you guys,
all except for 2 years of my 56 on this point.
I'll go for 40.
So. Wow. So I moved here in 96, and then I've raised some kids. And have you guys had kids that were involved in local sports or activities?
Oh, yeah.
Once upon a time.
Once upon a time. So what was it like for, like, extracurricular activities to find a place to go and play or practice or rehearse or things like that? You know, traditionally in this community, that wasn't a lot. There wasn't a lot of availability outside of the university, correct?
Yeah. I remember going to things in Altoona. All right, like indoor soccer and stuff like that. We had to go to Altoona for stuff like that.
Right, so there was a need in our community for indoor recreational space. And the board of directors at Christ Community Church and the senior pastor staff saw that need and then started C3 Sports in the early 2000s with the gym that we have now, the hardwood gym, premium hardwood, two full basketball courts, and it just was filled up immediately and there was a need there. So right before COVID, we broke ground, I think 2017-18, we started construction on the dome, and then it opened right when COVID happened. So, but anyway, it's a safe, huge indoor space. We have close to 250,000 people come through our doors each year, a lot of them from outside the area. And then we have close to 50,000 square feet of indoor interruptible space. So our space is unique. We could put a lot of different things in there. Because we don't have the structural, things in the way, like pillars and walls, so it's wide open. We just hosted that dinosaur show and those big behemoths, life-size animatronic dinosaurs roaming around for the little kids. It was a blast. So we're able to do unique, opportunities like that as well. So
those things were walking around?
Walking around. Some kids were scared. Some kids were intrigued. It was the right age group that had to hit it. And believe me, it was fun. There was parents standing outside getting in, and they're looking to come back. But that was a huge success, and do events like that. So we're not just C3 Sports. We're C3 Sports and Events Center. So we host local B&I business groups. We host some other community events as well. We do bounce house birthday parties. We were just recognized the second year in a row being one of the best birthday party venues in the region by the CDT. So we do a lot of different things. So we're not just the sports venue. So we have a lot going on there.
Yeah, actually, I didn't know that, Don. I knew about the sports stuff. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I saw parties. I'm thinking, oh, wow, you can rent out space there. So how does somebody do that?
Well, just go on our website and reach out to us. And then, we're booked, but we always have openings. And some of the unique the best times are, like, during the week. So business opportunities. So if you have a business meeting, like I said, B&I, we have, I think, three chapters that meet there. So we have several different conference rooms, large and small, that you can meet in, whether it's a family event or holiday parties or things like that. So, yeah, and then for kids, we have the bounce house birthday parties, which are a huge hit, and that goes back to the original mission for us is to provide something for the family, just a safe place to do things, because as there wasn't a lot of opportunities, and now there are, but we were on the forefront of doing that, and our church, Christ Community Church, saw that need and gave back to the community and really embracing our name, Christ Community Church, and doing something that's for the community, and having the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau on board with us as well and supporting it. We're bringing in guests and visitors to this region from all around, Pennsylvania and the country as well, with some of the tournaments we've hosted, and then a lot of the events we have coming up, both internal events that we actually organize or that we actually rent our space out and partner with other promoters to bring their events to this region.
Actually, I do remember that now. You guys built the place, and then COVID hits, and everything stopped.
Yes.
Some places, well, not you, obviously, but some businesses went out of business because they couldn't do any business. I mean, what was that like, God forbid, 5 years ago?
It was an interesting time for sure. And we went on a limb and we hosted some events during that time. And there was a lot of backlash at that time. But now, in hindsight, it wasn't that bad. And, you know, we got beat up a little bit, but it was a situation after the fact. We had local school districts citing what we were doing as protocols and trying to do things the safe way and stay open, you know, because, you know, the utility companies and the mortgages, all that needed to get paid. So for us to shut down would have been a death sentence. So we tried to work with community leaders and politicians and healthcare and just trying to keep a place open because parents were hungry for it, you know. So it's a situation trying to do things the responsible and safe way. And it was not an easy time to navigate that because nobody knew what to do.
Yeah.
You know, we can look back on it now, but going through that, yes, that was a tough time to survive that. And we're still bouncing back from that, but we're proud to be, you know, part of this community and, you know, hosting events and just being part of the, you know, this the Center Region community for sure.
Certainly, it's been a big big resource for the wrestling community, both during that time and since. A lot of really neat wrestling events. Talk about just the setups, though, for other sports and these other opportunities like parties and such, mm-hmm. that you can have multiple things going on at the same time with the way the building's structured.
Yeah, so we have the dome, which is, you know, inside the dome, it's 26,000 square feet. Just over 26,000 square feet. We have four full-size basketball courts in there. We squeeze a bunch of volleyball courts in there for Chris Rhodes, Russ Rhodes' son, you know, hosts, you know, Hoppy Volley out there. So we do a big tournament, plus his teams are there all week long. And we also have some other, you know, pickup basketball and volleyball leagues as well that compete there. But yeah, we're wide open. Wrestling has been a huge sport for us, and we've done a lot between the high-end Nittany Lion Wrestling Club.
Yep.
So during COVID, I don't know if you guys were out there for that, but we hosted, you know, their events. And for me, my background, that initial question was, you know, I'm a television and film production producer, director, and having that gym is basically a huge studio where we could do things. So during COVID, they couldn't wrestle. They couldn't do their traditional things. We had a space, so we basically just did live stream only wrestling events for Nittany Lion Wrestling Club. And I used theatrical lighting, fog machines, cameras, and we kind of just put on some really fun wrestling events at a high level. And then we've done other things down to, you know, the Mawas and the Surge and Break the Chains and a bunch of other wrestling tournaments. But yeah, wrestling's been a huge, huge sport for us in the growth of that in this region. And just recently, we just hosted Claw Wrestling.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Claw Wrestling?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had Eric in, was it last week, right?
Yeah, so they just recorded, you know, a bunch of episodes for what they have going on. And that was just a fun event, too. So, yeah, and just do unique things like that. My background in television and film production and then also sports management, that's been my career. And, you know, for me, working at C3 Sports, I think is a perfect fit. So I love doing that, and I love taking clients and taking their vision for their event and hopefully taking it to the next level, kind of like what we did with the Nittany Lion Wrestling Club. That was a lot of fun working with Kale and his team.
Yeah.
All right, you mentioned a few things there. What's some upcoming events, things coming up that folks might be interested in checking out?
That's a great question. So, coming up on Sunday, October 19th, we're having our Fall Harvest Fest, which is a community event. It's free to the public, so kind of like a trunk or treat, but we'll have a live DJ. DJ Gas Pedal will be spinning some tunes. We have the bounce houses up. We'll have arts and crafts, and it's free candy for the kids. So bring your kids out on Sunday, October 19th from 3 to 5, and it's a free event inside the dome, so rain or shine. You know, we'll maximize that space, and we've done this for several years, and it's a huge community outreach for us. We do it in the spring. We do an Easter egg hunt in there as well. So that's coming up in the spring. But Fall Harvest Fest, Sunday, October 19th. And then on the 22nd, which is a Wednesday night, we have contemporary Christian artist Big Daddy Weave, along with Megan Woods and David Letter coming. So we're partnering with Family Life Radio, so doing a huge event. So we'll have, they're one of the, the bigger Christian touring tours are out there right now. Will be coming to our facility. And then, on the 25th, 26th, we had the Showmasters Gun Show coming as well. And I know that's big with the demographic here in rural Pennsylvania.
How about
The Showmaster Gun Shows are always a huge. And then we have a reptile show coming back again. And that's one of the things that not a lot of people know we host. And we don't,
I didn't know you host.
We
that.
Don't organize these. We just are open. So we have different promoters come in. So we have a reptile show. And I thought they're coming back for the third or fourth time in November. So which will be fun. So come and check out the reptiles if you like.
Wait, what are the dates on that one? Because our kiddo loves. We just got an axolotl. So we are. Mm-hmm. fully embraced in the reptile world.
That's coming up in November. I don't have the exact dates right now because we're finalizing some last minute details. I'm not sure if I'm not sure if it's going to be a 1 or 2 day event. So we're still working on the deets for that right now.
Very cool.
We work with Penn State too. The powwow comes back in the spring, and then also the Pennsylvania State Middle School Basketball Championships for both girls and boys is in March too. And that's a huge event, not just at our facility. We partner with other facilities in the area. So lots going on, And like I said, we just want to be a resource for the community, whether you're a tournament director or whether you're just an individual. We have world-class twirlers in there practicing, world championship twirlers practicing in there as well. So, and other athletes who want to come in and just use our space. So you don't have to be a team. You don't have to be a league. You can be an individual. Come on in. Or if you're just a company that needs some space to do some meetings, get off-site, do some things, we have the space for you. So
love it.
What's the exact address, Don?
We are 200 Ellis Place.
Okay.
In State College, which you go out Benner Pike, past Shiloh Road, and the Sheets in the Mall, and we're on your left, the big white dome.
Yep. Look for the big, I was going to say, look for the big white dome.
Big white dome, yeah.
Pretty right easy
there
to
spot.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay. Finally, Don, now I've heard this rumor. Is this true? Okay. If somebody goes to C3 and for some reason they get ticked off about something, they would be C3 PO'd?
Is that your joke you said you had?
Oh, boy.
Oh, come on.
Before we went on the air, everybody, he said he had this joke, and I was like ready for it. Yeah, but like, was that it?
C3PO'd, yeah. Now, the thing is, nobody goes to C3 and gets angry because you have a great place.
We do have a great place.
So that
we
never happens.
Yes, yeah, so that's why your joke kind of
just died.
Hey, so have you ever considered comedy instead of radio?
No. Maybe I should get off radio from while I'm at it. Well, Don, you really, I'll be honest, I've never been there, and I need to make a stop.
Come on out. Yeah, we'll give you a tour.
All right, the reptile show or dinosaur show or something. I've got to come out and see the place.
And we'll lower the hoops down. You can practice. Practice your slam dunk. So
now
we can get
talking.
Yeah.
Oh, that's painful.
Yeah, we have the sanctions coming down the aisle. So it's like full NBA, like basketball sanctions, stuff that you would see in the Bryce Jordan. So we'll lower them down, get them more like maybe 6-8 feet, and you can show us your windmill.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Don't tell Don any more jokes. All right, there we go. Hey, thanks for coming in.
Hey, I appreciate it. Come on out. And if you have any more questions, just go to c3sports.org and check it out. And I want to thank the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau and Happy Valley Sports and Entertainment Alliance for the support and making this happen today. So thank you guys.
All right.